Her infectious giggles float through the air, cutting the initial tension that always accompanies her arrival. Sexual tension, thick as homemade jam, pointed in her direction via the flesh compasses of her playmates. Located in the south, pointing due north. She doesn't dress this way on accident. Her intentional appeal stems from her desire to be desired, the glances from every direction to every inch of her, shorts that she fills out with the curves of a maternity goddess, tank tops from years ago which strain against her bosom, nipples standing at attention to the air-conditioned space. Sometimes it's a dress that simply cannot stay buttoned when she hunches over the table. How does she do that? Lean over to the other side of the table to retrieve Xanathar's guide to everything, but maintain such a powerful arch in her spine. Faces, familiar and not, all flushed while she flirts her way through greetings and carefully considered small talk. She commands the attention of the room with the demeanor of a simple sweetheart, inquiring if anyone will be needing character sheets or dice, a motion which on its surface seems adorable or aloof. But that's the point. She introduces herself as her character, Isabel Lilac, a bard from Dunwater who has an unassuming appeal to her, subtle in her movements, precisely measured, and goal-driven. Life imitates art, imitates life. Her cohorts underestimate her, as per usual. She braces herself on the table, perched on her knees, breasts pressed together between her arms. She peers over her thick-rimmed glasses at every soul around the table, calculating who her victim will be for this campaign. She clenches her thighs together when she visualizes her approach to each of them, as she's observed them for long enough to determine what makes them tick. Truthfully, she wants to seduce the dungeon master, as he gives off this daddy energy that's appealed to her subby side since they all got together to polish up their character traits. But she knows better. To chase him would cast a shadow of malintent upon herself, like she's only after special treatment from the man in charge. Though she is not above acting on self-interest, she plays her games fair and square. Today she's in the mood for the sweet virgin sitting at the other end of the table, opposite the DM. The desire to make him blush beat red when she takes him into her mouth brings her eyes to full dilation, and she shifts her attention away before anyone else can notice her keen interest. An hour into play, Isabel offers to buy drinks for the various colorful characters in the old tavern, and all but one take her up on the offer. Grabthar, the elfin mage. She takes the opportunity to make a drink for herself in real life, and offers to do the same for everyone else. She fetches a beer for them and mixes her two favorite soda waters for the virgin elf, handing it to him with a flirty smile in her eyes. She feels refreshed in her own way when he raises his eyebrows and gulps almost all of it down. Good girl. The group has assembled in the DM's apartment, a cozy environment made cozier as the cascading rain builds upon the atmosphere he presents for their journey. As the hours melt on, Miss Lilac plays her supportive role, the vibrant camaraderie steadily growing amongst her and her new peers. The man sitting across from her suggests a short recess for smokes and refreshments, a most welcome reprieve after finishing off the last of the mob of thieving bandits who'd interrupted their hike through the woods. The boy at the end of the table inquires as to the location of the facilities, and our kinkstress's ears perk up.
Oh yeah, it's through my bedroom,
the dungeon master directs. When he makes his way in that direction, she counts to 20 in her head and follows him, closing the door behind her when she enters the bedroom. Across from her is the door to her destiny, the sound of running water and a buckling belt echoing just beyond it. She brings a strand of her hair in front of her face and takes a couple steps forward with a deep breath. As he emerges, he's met with her fiery gaze and chokes on his verbalized surprise.
Oh, sorry.
She giggles and moves aside to let him pass. He barely makes it to freedom when she calls to him by name. His hand floats just over the doorknob of the bedroom door, and he turns to face her.
yeah?
She giggles once more, tucking the strand of hair back behind her ear as she mirrors his stance. His gulp is audible, his mouth a dry contrast to his palms, which have already started to sweat. She practically already has him, a sultry tone taking over when she scents his nerves and says his name again. Without breaking their eye contact, she reaches to open the bathroom door wider. Ever the clever bard, she charms him with her siren's song. Come to me. His head is suddenly empty, and he paces forward seemingly without will. She reaches out for his hand, beckoning for his trust, and he enters the restroom before her, unable to catch the smirk on her face when she shuts and locks the door, sealing them into her den of desire. He wobbles slightly in place, and she is quick to persuade him to make himself comfortable.
I very much like to give you something. If you consent, please say yes.
He stands a few inches taller than her, and as he attempts to meet her eyes, his gaze lands on her breasts, which are squeezed together under her little tank top, the two perfect mounds forming a most delicious cleavage that he'd never experienced up close before. He whispers the tiniest,
"Yes,"
while he stares. She lifts a hand to cup his cheek and coax his attention to her face.
"I need you to be sure,"
she tells him, her full lips puckering with her final word. More enthusiastically, his voice cracks when he reiterates,
"Yes."
She hums in delight and takes her hand away from his face.
"Then have a seat. Be a good boy and take your cock out for me."
As she instructs him, she grabs the front of her top with both hands and pulls it down far enough for her tits to drop out. Tucking the shirt underneath them, she rubs her tits together and pinches both nipples between her index and middle fingers.
"Now."
He fumbles with his belt for a moment, undoes his jeans, sliding them down to his ankles, then folds the lid of the toilet down and perches himself, gasping when the cold plastic meets his thighs. His cock stands at her attention, blushing almost as much as his face. She licks her lips slowly, dropping and planting her knees on his jeans, continuing to fondle her tits as she grants a single wet kiss on his cockhead.
"Oh, fuck."
He winces, his legs instantly tensing, followed by his shoulders.
"Shh, baby,"
she moans.
"If you can stay quiet for me, I'll let you come in my mouth. Drink you down."
She trails off, taking him into her mouth. Truthfully, she wanted him to be vocal, and she was going to have his cum whether they were caught or not. She needs his cum, the cum of a virgin. Her fate depends on it.
"Oh, God,"
he struggled to whisper.
"I feel so good. I feel so good."
Squeezing her nipples, she moans around him, sending warm vibrations through his cock, stretching her tongue forward and back for a few moments, until she fully extends her tongue and takes every inch of him, thick spit gathering around his balls as she gags herself on his shaft. Making swallowing motions with her throat, his cockhead is massaged between her soft palate and the back of her tongue, where she tastes his pre-cum starting to dribble out of him. His head falls back, nearly coming into contact with the wall. His jaw drops and he pants like an overheated puppy. His little whimpers are the sweetest and most pathetic she's ever heard, and she presses her face further into him to milk him of every desperate gasp she can elicit. He balls his fists on his thighs when his abdomen begins to shudder and he huffs.
Oh, God, I'm gonna come. You're gonna make me come.
She enticed, keeping her pace and suction steady, feeling her eyes roll back as his cock grew stiffer still, her drool dripping underneath his balls and onto her tits. With one hand, she massaged her saliva into her skin, the other delicately cupping his balls. He stuttered, his climax spreading through his body in euphoric tears, like lightning bolts of static ecstasy. Rope after rope of thick cum coats the back of her throat, liquid heaven pushing her closer to her own edge. Her eyelids flutter, caught in the accomplishment and her lust for such a pure source of life-granting nectar. She gulps down his seed, chasing her orgasm with his flavor and scent. sucking so intensely that she barely hears him begging her to back down.
Hey, please, please, fuck, so sensitive, please.
He continues to stutter under his uncatchable breath, his legs jolting at her sides. She elects to lock her own pleasure away, sliding her tongue on the underside of his cock and letting it fall, still half hard and throbbing. She stands back up, fixing her top back in place, grinning down at his spent form. Take your time before rejoining the group. I wouldn't want you to faint. She speaks softly, turning to take her leave. Before she gets too far, he leans forward to take her hand in his.
Wait, I don't know what to say. Thank you.
She licks her lips and plants a kiss on his knuckles before letting go, offering a soft grin.
No, thank you.
With that, she exits, feeling revitalized and ready to take on what new surprises are in store for their campaign.